Well, I'm deeply concerned about it because it could amount to a huge amount of money, and that money will have to be taken from other important local services here in the county. I think it's completely unacceptable that the government would not have ensured that, and not just county council homes, but publicly owned buildings, like council offices, schools and so on, are not included in the terms of reference. I can't understand why they have done this. The other issue occurs too in relation to will families who've had to spend money on their homes already be compensated, and will there be a redress scheme similar to the one for families in Dublin and North Leinster, the Pyrite redress scheme? So there are so many issues here that the Minister has either dodged or in the case of the Council confirmed our worst fears, and the Government are going to have to review this issue.
Only this week, Minister Damien English was speaking in the Dáil, and he said there were around 300 confirmed cases here in the county at the moment. Is there a hope the bill mightn't be as high now, or are you of the opinion that there will be more cases confirmed in the very near future?
What we know is there are certainly hundreds of homes affected, but there could be thousands of homes, and this is a huge issue for families across Donegal who have been devastated by this. And, you know, many families suspect that they have it, probably are, you know, hoping that their worst fears will not be realised. But what we need is a solution from government, because it was the failure of government to ensure that the laws that were in place for decades in relation to concrete blocks were actually enforced, to make sure that, you know, this central component of a family home, the concrete block, was built to the required standard as was defined in legislation for decades. This was a profound failure by the state, by our government, and now it appears to me that they are still trying to wipe their hands of responsibility. And as a public representative in Donegal, I cannot accept that.